We continue Bach's St. John Passion with the trial's conversation between Pilate and Jesus in the judgment hall. Once again, Pilate bores in on his all-important question, "So, are you then a king?" But instead of answering with a plain yes or no, Jesus again speaks more philosophically, saying that he was born so that he could testify to the truth, which is in fact a fantastic answer for us today, but hardly helped Pilate. Pilate did, however, see a glimmer of hope for the morning because he, like his fellow Greeks and Romans, enjoyed debating things like, what is truth? So he asked Jesus, and what is truth? But Jesus goes silent. As today's story unfolds, we will hear the choir sing like the mob, most forcefully when asking that Barabbas be set free rather than Jesus. When Pilate has Jesus scourged, Bach emphasizes that word by drawing it out, using so many fast 16th notes. This is the evangelist's most challenging line in the entire work. The basses following Arioso is beautiful and calming. An Arioso is a little aria without the usual ritornello or repeats. Bach scores this for the old-fashioned viola d'amore, the viol of love. Viols have six strings instead of the modern four, and sometimes there was an additional set of six strings you did not touch, but they resonated in sympathy with the strings being played, giving a wonderfully warm and gentle sound. The viola d'amore had gone out of fashion decades earlier because it was difficult to play and it was too soft to be heard in an orchestra. But Bach knew that these old-fashioned instruments could match the sentiment of the words sung by the bass soloist, asking us to remember that all this suffering was ultimately for our benefit. The tenor's aria then explodes with energy as he reacts to Jesus being so unfairly flogged. Using words foreign to our modern sensibilities, the tenor asks us to ponder well how his back, blood-stained all over, is like the sky with a bright and hopeful rainbow. In other words, just like the rainbow appeared after Noah's flood, so too, after our flood of sins has abated, there will be the most beautiful rainbow as a sign of God's mercy. Well, this is not the way we express things today, but this type of poetry was warmly embraced by pietistic German Lutherans in the early 1700s.
Da sprach Pilatus zu ihm, wo bist du denn noch ein König? Jesus antwortete, du sagst, ich bin ein König. Ich bin dazu geboren und in die Welt kommen, dass ich die Wahrheit zeugen soll. Wer aus der Wahrheit ist, der höret meine Stimme. Spricht Pilatus zu ihm, was ist Wahrheit? Und da er das gesagt, ging er wieder hinaus zu den Juden und spricht zu ihnen. Ich finde keine Schuld an ihm. Ihr habt aber eine Gewohnheit, dass ich euch einen losgebe. Wollt ihr nun, dass ich euch der Jüdenkönig losgebe?
Da schrien sie wieder allesamt und sprachen,
nicht diesen, diesen nicht, nicht dieses, diesen Vater, nicht diesen, sondern Vater.
allen Stücken, in allen Stücken, dem Himmel gleiche, dem Himmel gleiche geht. Erwäge, wie sein Blut gefällt. Erwäge, in allen Stücken, dem Himmel gleiche geht. Erwäge, erwäge. In allen Stücken, den Himmel gewahr.